Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Shane. Give me a little Brandon Lowe. Give me a little Pete Fairbanks, who I admit is my male crush right now. Guys that you may not know if you're just kind of a baseball fan in passing, but now with the World Series, you're going to know who all the Dodgers are, even if you're just kind of a casual fan. But yeah. What about these Tampa Bay Rays? Well, what we have, Shane, is, and who would have guessed that this could have been possible in a 60-game season, I think it's fairly clear the two best teams in baseball, at least from their respective leagues.
Well, the Rays are super popular because they dumped the Astros.
Yes. Although they took their damn sweet time about
they
it.
Sure
made
did.
Me nervous in the whole process. So.
Yeah, they made everybody sweat it out. They got pushed to seven games with the Astros, the hated Houston Astros. I was texting this with a friend of mine over the weekend, and I called them faceless. Besides Randy Arozarena, I guess,
God.
He came onto the scene like nobody else and forced everybody to understand who this guy is. But the rest of them, we're gonna need a roster card to figure out who these guys are, where they came from, how long they've been with the Rays. The Rays are such a, I want to say a well-kept secret, but they... They are.
Well, they kind of are, though. I mean, they really are. they're always that team in the American League East, which is stacked usually with the Red Sox, Yankees, Red Sox. But the Rays are always a part of that mix. They're always the team that you got to kind of deal with because their pitching's good enough, generally. Their pitching is good enough that they can beat you on any given night, and they've been the peskiest team maybe in all of baseball, certainly in the American League, for quite some time. They're just a pesky team, and now they're actually better than pesky. They're pretty darn good,
yeah.
And they've got five. I mean, when Charlie Morton is probably your weakest link in your five-man rotation. I mean, it goes to show you how good their pitching is. Blake Snell is still Blake Snell. No different there. Glasnow, I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got some big-time arms coming out of the bullpen, too. Man. And like I said, Pete Fairbanks is – he's fun to watch, man. You talk about a pitcher when he comes in the game, I stop what I'm doing.
Latest in a long line of guys that make you believe that it is impossible for me to pitch in the big leagues. Like, if that's what it takes, there's no way I could do it. And there are fewer.
Well, you and I were laughing. We were laughing about it over the weekend, and I thought your line was particularly good. Wait a minute, doesn't everybody throw 91-mile-an-hour sliders? And it was literally after he had gone up and in at about 101.
Yep.
By the way, we're going to see a lot of triple digits in this World Series because the Dodgers have got some pretty damn good power arms, too.
Used to be there were pitchers that towed the rubber and made you think, damn, I could do that. Bruce Chinn.
Sure.
let's see, who else? The Royals had not a bunch, but more than a handful of those type of guys. What's the kid from the left? Vargas. Jason Vargas.
Yeah.
Bruce Chinn. Bartolo Colon from the right side, who just threw sinkers, and that was it.
And, sure.
You know. But, man, those things, those guys have gone the way of the dodo bird. Now everybody throws a million. And I got to admit, the and the Dodgers game last night just kind of was the cherry on the sundae. I'm grumpy old man when it comes to we can't even roll four or five starters out during a seven-game series without getting days off. Like, we're starting relievers in the most important game of your
right.
season. I can't get used to that, and I can't get with that, but I guess that's too bad for me because that's the way it is, you know. And I guess it's a good thing maybe ultimately because it keeps every last person on that pitching staff engaged because they're going to pitch.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just used to, at the very least, having four starters – and you don't bail after four innings or just hope to get four innings out of them or prompt the announcers and the analyst to comment and remark about, you know, this bullpen is taxed because they don't have days off. We've got consecutive games. And so-and-so had to pitch 2 days in a row. Well,
God.
No kidding. How about leaving the starter out there until – you know, that's in my theory anyway. That's my mindset. You don't have to leave them out there seven innings. And I get it that the postseason's a little different anyway. And you're going to manage differently in the postseason. But quite a bit of the time, you only got yourself to blame if the bullpen is worn out because you had to pitch one of your dudes 3 days in a row because none of your starters went more than four. But that's where we are.
Well, I mean, don't you have meetings over things like this? Don't you sit down and kind of figure it out over the course? I mean, baseball's been a little different this year. Postseason baseball has certainly been different this year. God forbid that it actually makes you sit down and think, okay, how do I want to use my staff a little differently if we're playing every single day? Well, you seem to figure out ways to do that during a regular 162 when we're playing every single day. Shouldn't be much of an issue. I'm with you on starting pitching, but man, when you roll some of these guys out that both of these teams will have, and you can get a couple of innings from guys, Urias, Fairbanks, pick your poison. I mean, I kind of get it to some degree.
Yeah, but the more guys you roll out there, the more you run the risk of somebody not having it, and that could be the difference in the game.
Figure it out then. Figure it out. That's why you manage a team. So, but it should be a good World Series. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm fine with it.
I'm good with it. I mean, I would have preferred the Braves beat the Dodgers. That was my own personal preference. Didn't happen. Got Mookie Betts and making it. Dude just is made a great play to rob Freeman of a home run at a very key time in the game. When Atlanta was threatening to go up a couple of runs, Braves just – Shane, there are times when I watch Major League Baseball and think to myself, a junior high team wouldn't run into this kind of situation. Swanson running on contact on a play that he has no chance with, can't stay engaged in the rundown, and then who was it, Riley or – someone running behind him, has no chance at third. You run yourself out of a huge inning with a potential double play.
Yeah. I happened to be watching at that point.
Unbelievable.
It seemed like the contact play was on with nobody out and runners at second and third, which makes no sense. Unless Swanson just did a knuckleheaded move, which I think probably that's the case. But it looked like the contact play was on. And for those who don't know, the contact play,
right?
If there's a guy at third and there's a ground ball hit, he's going no matter where it is hit. But you don't do that with runners in second, third, nobody out. You're going to potentially run yourself right out of the inning, and that's what happened. And to your point, he didn't stay in a rundown long enough, which that's an acquired art.
Yes.
Too. Being able to not get thrown out if you're in a rundown with the first throw, to let somebody else get to the base that you were just at. But yeah, I was watching at that point. I was flipping around between that and the
sure.
football game. But I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that sure hope that doesn't burn them. Cause I was with you. I was like, I'd kind of like to see the Braves win. They end up losing by one. So, you know, draw your own conclusions, but yeah. How about Corey Seager?
Oh my God.
He went 0-for last night and was still the MVP and still hit five home runs or something in the series. He's
my mom
player.
Loves Corey Seager,
former Mariner,
you know,
great Corey Seager.
Yep, yeah. Loves her the Seagers, and and so I'm talking with her last night because she was pulling for the Dodgers, which it's like, you know, come on, Mom, why are you pulling for the Dodgers?
Nobody pulls
and
for
she, and granted, she lives out there, and I get it. But she's an American League gal. She grew up an American League fan, and so she's pulling for the Dodgers because she loves Seagers, mm-hmm. apparently, regardless of where they play. And I said, well, okay. I said, well, how are you on the series? Oh no, I'll be for Tampa Bay in the series. I just about hung up the phone. I couldn't have the conversation with her anymore.
Mike,
so, for God's sake.
Did you catch after, let's see, who? Somebody hit a home run. Oh, Kike Hernandez, maybe? Did you see that?
Yes, he did. He tied it up.
That potentially Cody Bellinger hurt his shoulder celebrating with him? I don't know if he made.
Well, it didn't hurt him on his bat flip. I mean,
I'm like,
dude.
If you really, I don't know, I guess we're going to find out, and maybe he'll talk about it, or maybe we'll see it in his play. But going out to his position, he was pointing to his shoulder after he kind of did the little gyration with Kike Hernandez after he hit a home run. And I'm like, oh, that would be a really cool way to miss the World Series, that you had a little high school celebration with Kike Hernandez after he had a pinch hit home run or whatever it was. So. Overall, I'm okay with the combatants.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the Dodgers and the Braves. You know, admittedly.
If it makes for good baseball, I'm good with it.
I think it will.
I
think it will. And I'll just have to get over or past the pitching situation that we can't string together seven consecutive days of baseball without going to Johnny Allstaff, making it look like a Creighton Wichita State Tuesday game at noon. But hey, that's where we are.
Well, I hear you. But it gives us, and look, I mean, like I said, I was for the Braves, but as I look at it now, it gives us the Dodgers, who have been a very interesting postseason story in that they've been a dominant team in Major League Baseball for quite some time now, but haven't won a World Series since the Kirk Gibson natural moment in 1988. I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as good as the Dodgers have been, and what have they won? Seven straight Western Division titles now, and they're in the World Series for the third time in 4 years. And okay, you can argue the Astros, Dodgers, and I wouldn't argue back because I understand, but they still don't have the hardware.
Yeah.
Haven't won since 88.
Yep.
And we're getting to see Clayton Kershaw in another fall classic.
Oh, boy.
So, and he's been star-crossed, but you know what? I wouldn't put it past him to give us one to remember him by.
Yeah, it's not like he's just had one bad game in the postseason after the other. He's mixed in some beauties in there, too.
Sure he has.
All right, you can hear the World Series right here on KFH. the Rays and the Dodgers with Dan Shulman, Chris Singleton, Jessica Mendoza, and your studio host, Mark Kestisher. That starts tomorrow right here on your station for all sports, but the World Series as well. All right, Cindy, your Twitter question is coming up. We've got some NFL games to look back at and look forward to about 18 minutes from now. And good news, bad news, about 45 minutes from now. All that straight ahead on a Monday Sports Daily. It's 9:42 with Shane and Bruce and Jad. And the Cindio Twitter question is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.